AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At a free speech event in Copenhagen in Denmark, shots were fired. The AP's Jan Olsen reports the event was organized by artist Lars Vilks, who had faced numerous threats for depictions of the Prophet Muhammad.
The Danish police said that one person had been killed in the shooting at the cafe. It was a person who was reportedly inside the cafe who was listening to the debates. And three other people, police officers, were slightly injured.
One of the event's organizers told the AP Vilks was at that meeting but was not hit. Police say the perpetrators drove away. The ceasefire in eastern Ukraine is supposed to take effect soon, but the AP's Jim Heintz in Moscow reports the fighting goes on.
Associated Press reporters in the town of Svitlodarsk saw heavy artillery fire from the Ukrainian side and substantial movement of armored vehicles and weapons systems.
Russia has flatly denied repeated Western claims it has sent troops and equipment to the eastern Ukraine rebels. A New York terrorism trial has featured the first testimony by an American who says Osama bin Laden asked him to use his plane as a weapon in 1995. Testifying in the trial of an early al-Qaeda leader, Ihab Muhammad Ali says he was given $9,000 in 1993 to become a pilot at U.S. flight schools. It's the calm before the storm around Boston, up to Maine. Blizzard conditions are expected to move in later today. John Barry is general manager at Kelly's Roast Beef across from Revere Beach. He says a lot of snow is already on the ground and crews have done a good job dealing with previous storms.
They've been doing a great job as far as sort of removing the snow and relocating the snow to sort of, you know, make it look like there's less, but it's piled up everywhere.
General Motors is recalling more than 81,000 vehicles because of power steering could fail. GM says the problem has caused one crash, but no injuries or deaths. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is sending a member of his cabinet to California to try to end a contract dispute that has slowed West Coast imports.
With dozens of loaded cargo ships waiting in the waters off the 29 ports from L.A. to Puget Sound, President Obama is dispatching Labor Secretary Tom Perez to meet with the unions and the port operators in an effort to find a way to end their dispute. The two are at odds over a number of issues. A White House spokesman says the hope is Perez can convince both sides to quickly settle their differences. I'm Tim McGuire.
The government has approved the development of apples that are genetically modified to resist turning brown after they are sliced or bruised. The work is being done by a Canadian company on Arctic Golden and Arctic Granny Smith apples. The Agriculture Department says they aren't likely to pose a plant pest risk, or have a significant impact on the human environment. The new apples could be in stores by next year. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.